right, this is a girl, and she's been waiting a little while.
Okay.
So let's see if we can't work her in.
It's sure.
Jessica in what appears to be Washington, D.C. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm calling from Washington, Texas transplant.
Well, you are on the ticket. How are you?
Hi, good. I respect you all's opinion, but I have to disagree as to who thought the Rangers might get this far. I can't say we thought they were going to the World Series, but I know when we got Vlad, I think a lot of us Ranger hopefuls had a lot of hope for the season, not only for what he would bring to the team, but also that the Angels were going to be losing him. And while we didn't know how Oakland was going to end up doing this season, all the talk at the beginning of the season going into the baseball season was how bad they were going to be. So if there was any clear road in our division this year, it was this year. And then on another note, Nolan showed up at the first day of training camp. I'm sure you've heard the story. And said that the Rangers were going to win 92 games and go to the World Series. And I think he believed that.
Well, he turned out to be very prophetic on that front.
Yeah.
Do you have a boyfriend?
Listen, I lived in Dallas for 25 years before I moved to Washington, D.C. to work. And so this is bittersweet. You know, it's amazing, but it's really sad not to be there for it. But I will say that everyone that knows me knows that I'm a huge Ranger fan. My dad raised us on the Rangers long before I ever even watched a Cowboy game. And I've actually had boyfriends come out of the woodworks this week sending me text messages congratulating me as if I was like Michael Young's wife or something. It was really funny. So
I would like to have a threesome with you and another girl you trust.
Wait, say that again?
I would like to have a threesome with you and another girl you trust.
Doesn't appeal to me whatsoever.
I want to treat you rough, throw you around, spank and slap you. I'm sorry, I apologize for that.
This woman is wasting valuable money.
That's right.
On a long-distance phone call, and you're asking her for threesomes.
No, I kept my 214 number, but okay. No, you can't have it. So thank you, I appreciate it.
How about
it.
A quickie before I go?
I
apologize.
When I was living in Dallas, I listened to you guys all the time on my way to work. So
you are my whore.
Whoa, whoa.
Stop it. I'm sorry, Jessica.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
bye-bye. Bye, Jessica. All great points.
That's the one that kind of makes everybody uncomfortable is, you are my whore.
Right.
You are my whore.
And he's kind of laughing.
You are my whore. I was trying to keep a straight face during all of those. That was a dramatic reading between me and Dick Hicks. All right, now, her point about Vlad.